So, Dr. Butler, how is the flu season going so far here in Florida? I know we've seen a few outbreaks already on college campuses, including FSU.
Yeah, we have. You know, this flu season so far is turning out to be a typical flu season. In 2020, our numbers of flu were substantially lower, primarily because of a lot of the preventative measures that we've taken. But here in 2021, our flu season is looking like it's a typical flu season that we've seen in the past.
What can other large universities do to protect against these outbreaks? I'm thinking about University of Central Florida, where we are right here. Any tips for them?
You know, the key is to make sure that we offer flu vaccination for our students. Our students are in sort of closed areas, right, in the dormitories and in lecture halls. And we want to ensure that they have the protection of immunity via vaccination from flu, but then also ensuring that when we're in enclosed spaces that we're wearing our masks properly, and then ensuring that there's a certain amount of social distancing that we have within our dorms and within our lecture halls.
That research has shown so far that the flu strain that's out there this year caused more hospitalizations and deaths a few years ago. Are you worried about this particular flu strain and the efficiency and the effectiveness of the vaccine that we have against it?
I am not worried about this particular strain because we know how to take care of patients who come down with flu and need hospitalization. I am concerned about the lack of flu vaccinations, however, and COVID-19 vaccinations. And so as long as the public steps up to the plate and ensures that there's immunity for themselves and for others, then we should be fine and be able to get through this flu season as we do any other flu season.
And are there any concerns for getting the flu vaccine around the same time as the COVID vaccine?
There aren't any concerns. Many studies repeatedly have shown that there's not a contraindication with getting the flu vaccine and the COVID-19 vaccine at the same time. Individuals are very safe after getting the two together. We know now that the vaccines are safe for those individuals who are 5 years and older. And so individuals who are able to get the vaccine based upon their age should do just that. And if there are any questions, I would refer our community to their local primary care physician to answer any questions that you may have concerning the vaccine.
Are the symptoms of the flu different from COVID? I've heard that they can be quite similar, which makes it hard for people to know if it's safe for them to travel or not this year.
The symptoms of the flu and COVID are very similar. You know, fever and chills or cough, shortness of breath and difficulty breathing. There is one cardinal symptom, however, of COVID-19 that we don't see in flu cases, and that's the loss of taste and smell. And so, it's time to seek care, meaning going for emergency care when you have the following symptoms: trouble breathing, a persistent pain or pressure in the chest, a new confusion or mental sort of instability, and an inability to wake or stay awake. There's intense fatigue. You want to make sure that you seek medical attention.